Have you come to the place recently where you simply are at your end? Your energy is depleted, your body aches, your eyes are tired, and you feel as if you can't keep going. But you have no other choice. People depend on you. You have children that need to be fed. Many of us have walked some pretty rough roads lately. You may be walking one now. I want to encourage you today to know you are not alone. You may feel like you are, but God is right there with you. In the mundane moments that drive you crazy, as well as the big battles you face. When I feel a bit undone at times, I refer to it as reaching the end of me. It's where my spirit is willing, but oh, my flesh is weak and slowing down big time. I think back to Paul, who had his fair share of end of me moments. And in one such moment in 2 Corinthians 12, the Lord said to him, "My grace is sufficient for you. My strength is made perfect in weakness." That's where we get the phrase, "Where I am weak, he is strong." I want to cling to that truth. Yet still, there are days I feel the weak part of me about to give up. Let me ask you this. If you stepped in quicksand and you had a friend nearby, what would you do? Would you tell them, "Oh, just go ahead, I'm done for, my strength is gone, I'm in quicksand, I'm sinking and have no hope of freeing myself, so just go on and leave me behind while I slowly sink down and die"? No, you would ask for help, or they would offer to help you, and then you would need to accept that help. See how that works? We need each other now more than ever. God designed us to serve one another. So why is it so difficult when we are the ones needing help to ask for it or even accept it? I love the example we have in the Old Testament when Moses had reached the end of his strength. There was a battle. The Amalekites came against Israel. Moses told his right-hand man, Joshua, to take some men and go fight in the valley below. Moses was going to be up on a hill looking down over the valley, holding the staff of God, which was basically a shepherd's staff, but way better. As long as Moses held his hands up, Israel was winning in the battle. When his hands would get tired and begin to fall, the Amalekites began to defeat Israel. Here's what happened next. Exodus 17:12. When Moses' hands grew tired, they took a stone and put it under him, and he sat on it. Aaron and Hur held his hands up, one on one side, one on the other, so that his hands remained steady till sunset. So Joshua overcame the Amalekite army with the sword. Moses had reached his limit. He physically couldn't hold his hands up. The beauty of this story is we don't see Moses ask for help, but we see Aaron and Hur provide it, and Moses accepted it. These guys had to be close enough to Moses to see what he was giving in this moment and how God was using it. They couldn't just walk away. They saw the need and immediately stepped in to serve by creating a seat for Moses and armrests as they held up his hands for him. As a result, the victory was won. If your hands are too tired to raise in this moment, accept help from those around you. Maybe even ask for it. If you're not tired, and by God's grace, you are healthy and strong, look around and see if there are arms you can hold up. We need each other in both the hills and valleys of life. God's strength is made perfect in our weaknesses, and often that happens through the people around us. That's the truth. I'm Lori Klein.